Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatte Deshatane. Once you place it on the ground, it's not suitable for offering. Well, there was a plastic bag underneath it, but it also touched the ground, at least as far as my vision perceived. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vishnu Sahasranam, number 463. Jita Krodha. It's not a common name in the sense that the name before Manoha is a common name, actually used as a name up to the present day quite commonly. Or the name before that, Suhrit, although it's not used as a name, it's not even used in common speech, but it's a common word in Sanskrit. But Jitta Krodha, it's not a common term, but it's easily understandable what it means. It means one who has conquered anger. Now you may think, well, how can that refer to Vishnu? Especially as Nrisimha, he's glorified for his anger. The Leela of Nrisimha, of course there may be so many Leelas of Nrisimha Dev, but particularly the Leela for which he is known, the very reason for his appearance is to is translation going on? Did you announce? Do you need translation? Telugu? Anuvadam? Yeah, but I know, but does everyone know? Yeah, exactly, for his sake. The very reason for Nrisimhadev's appearance was to protect Prahlada by exhibiting his incomparable anger, taking the form of a lion. Well, a half man, half lion. Well, one reason for that he did that was to maintain Brahma's promise that Hiranyakashipu would not be killed by a man or a beast. So he's not exactly a man and not exactly a beast, but a combination of both. But another reason is that if you're going to be angry, then the lion's anger is more the expression of anger. It's a violent animal by nature. Of course, a lot of time the lions just sit around doing nothing, but when they get violent, then they're extremely dangerous. It's just like sometimes we hear in Bhagavatam or Mahabharata that different personalities, some rishi and his wife took the form of a deer, a deer stag and a hind for engaging in sexual acts because they may be able to, it may be more enjoyable or whatever than in the human form. So they took that form and then was killed. That's in the Bhagavatam, no? One personality, it's in the ninth kind of, you remember that? Yeah, then he killed, and there's also, well, the king was transformed into a rakshasa, That's another story. Pandu. Yeah, so it's quite a common occurrence. So he took the form of a lion, which is extremely angry. He's the most amazing anger personified. And he himself says, Vinashaya, Vinashaya to Dushkritam. He comes to destroy the envious. He may do that by trickery, as in the case of Vamana, but prominently he does so as Nrisimhadev, well, before that Varahadev, but Varaha is only recorded as killing the demon Hiranyaksha. And that may be not in every appearance of Varaha also. Not in any, there are at least two appearances. There's the Shvetha Varaha, the white form, and there's the red form. But Nrisimhadev, although he's known as killing Hiranyakashipu, he also killed many of the soldiers. That's also many of Hiranyakashipu's cohorts, fellow demons. And Parashuram, very angry, killing so many. Rama also killed so many, not only rakshasas, but animals in the forest. And Krishna killed so many. So how is it? Well, maybe you say Jitta Krodha, when he came as Buddha. He all this time he was angry, then he conquered his anger. No, that's not a proper idea. Jitta Krodha means the idea that he was angry, but he conquered his anger. But this isn't applicable in this case. It means that he's not subject to mundane anger. The anger that we express in our conditioned state is a perverted reflection of the anger of Bhagavan. Perverted means it springs from our perverse desires to enjoy this world. Therefore, it comes in the order, kama krodha, from kama. Sangat sanjayate kama, kamat krodho bijayate. Krodha, anger is the, it is generated from material desire. But the Bhagavan has no material desire, but he has spiritual desires. Spiritual desire is to benefit everyone and to do good for the universe. He is Suhrit, Sukhada. So he's the giver of happiness and the best friend of everyone. So his anger is manifested for the benefit of others. It's not for the benefit of himself. Not that he doesn't get angry. At the same time, we should not think that it's just some kind of show on his part. But actually, he gets angry. Now, this name Jitta Krodha, we'll find at the beginning of Sri Ramayana that Valmiki asks Narada about who is that person who has this quality, that quality, another quality at the present time in the world. And the answer for all of this is Rama. And one of them is, who is Jitta Krodha? Who is this good quality of having conquered his anger? And Narada replied that it is Rama. Uchamanopi parusham notaram pratipadyate. Even when someone speaks harshly to him, he doesn't react in the same way. So this name Jitta Krodha is very suitable for Rama Avatar, inasmuch as it Rama appears to be, in many ways, he appears to be like an ordinary person. So one who has consciously conquered his anger. So in this way, it's an example for us, because everyone who's conditioned in this world has material desire, which means they also have anger. Anger can manifest as internally also as frustration, which, in fact, there are three kinds of anger. One of the commentators here, Sri Radha Krishna Shastri, says there are three types of anger. We know there are different words in Sanskrit for anger. So manyo, that which is in the mind, but you don't see it manifest. You just keep it inside. So someone may feel anger, but he restrains it, doesn't let it come out. Then, kopa means that it's expressed, even though one is trying to, one may not act on it, but the anger is seen in the reddening of the face, the look of the eyes. But still, it's controlled to the extent that one doesn't act on it. And when one acts in anger with harsh words, maybe physical violence against someone, or making plans to destroy them, then that is called krodha. These specific meanings of these three words. this series of names, the Sri Vaishnava commentator, Sri Ranganatha Bhatta, he says that this name, Jitta Krodha, is particularly applicable to Nara Narayan Avatar, who perform austerities to show the path of austerity to... please close that screen door so flies don't come inside. They show the path of austerity for the benefit of others. So that they may also be inspired to undertake the path of austerity. Now, it's often seen that persons who perform severe austerities, controlling their senses, eating very little, or curtailing the eating process altogether, controlling the breath, they may still have the seed of karma within them, which is why Indradev regularly sends apsaras to tempt very competent tapasvis, or persons performing austerities. And one possibility is that those who are performing austerities, when they realize they're being tempted, may not submit or succumb to the desire, to the sexual desire which is being offered to them, but they may become angry that Indra has sent this person to tempt me. In the case of Lord Shiva, when Parvati came to tempt him, he didn't become angry at her, but he became angry at Kamadev, who was shooting his arrows. So by his glance from his third eye, Lord Shiva burned Kamadev to pieces, by which he became unembodied, ananga, which made him more dangerous because he can go everywhere. And also it's described in Bhagavatam that when Indra, not understanding that this Narayan Rishi is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead, took him to be another Rishi who... Indra was afraid that he will take over my position as the king. He will surpass me. And then I'll be eclipsed in my glory by this rishi, by his austerities. So he did the usual thing. He sent a bunch of dancing girls, apsaras. but they were very afraid. They thought, well, if these rishis get angry at us, we're really going to be injured. We could be burned up like Parvati was, but you can never tell what they're going to do. So they were afraid. But Narayan Rishi, he's Jitta Krodha. He simply greeted the apsaras and Kamadeva said, "Oh, very nice. Welcome to our ashram. Indra, You like pretty girls? And he manifested from his own potency. Whole bunch of pretty girls, every one of them more pretty than the girls that Indra had sent. You choose one. You like pretty girls? Here, take. Choose one that you want. You take for yourself. So he made a fool of Indra. You know, Indra seems to be quite expert at making a fool of himself. Although, we shouldn't say that. I said it. Shouldn't have said it. He's also a respectable personality. But he does sometimes get himself into trouble unnecessarily. So this name is particularly applicable to this avatar. Baladev Vidyabhushan, in respect to this name, he gives the example of, well, he applies it to Krishna, who Krishna didn't become angry at Kaliya. So he had all reason to become angry at Kaliya because Kaliya was disturbing life in Vrindavan. But he didn't become angry at him because he took him as some props for his leela. Props, you know what that word is in a drama? They use, I can't remember, it's short for something, but everyone just says props. I don't know what the full word is. Anyway, props, it means just like you'll have some, on the stage you'll have a painting of a tree, which looks supposed to look like a tree, or you have a decoration, yeah. Table is there required for the drama. So Krishna used Kaliya as some facility for his pastime. And nice dancing. This is interesting dancing. Usually you're dancing on the floor, but the hoods are moving all the time, so you have to be more expert to put your foot down so you don't just slip and fall into the water. So he took it like this, and he took all the gopis and had Ras Leela. And another on the hoods of Kaliya. And also he restrained his anger. It was nice for him. He didn't have a chance to perform that leela otherwise. And also because the wives of Kaliya, who were devotees of Krishna, at least if not at that time fully pure devotees, but they prayed very nice prayers to save our husband. He's born as in this species of life, so naturally he's like that. But anyway, you please forgive him because we're your devotees. So that's an example of Krishna. And in fact, every Kshatriya who's supposed to represent the Supreme Lord, he is Naranam Chanaradhipam. Krishna is represented in this world by the kings. When we say Kshatriya, that means the kingly class. So they also have to conquer their anger. It's not. Sometimes devotees think that if someone's rough and nasty and some mafiosi type, that he's a Kshatriya. But that's just a low-class Shudra type. But Kshatriya is a very noble person with very high principles. And he doesn't punish unless there's a need to. He acts according to dharma. So he may restrain his anger, or he exhibits it. He exhibits his anger as it is needed to maintain dharma. Of course, everyone's not perfect, so he may get out of, he may lose control at some, especially if one indulges in anger, then it's very difficult to control. That's why jitta krodha, one who can conquer his anger. There is a shloka somewhere, one who has conquered anger has conquered the world, or something like that. But one who has conquered anger, what is that in Gita? That What is that? I didn't think of it when I was preparing this. Toward the end of the second chapter? Something like that. Yeah, well, Anyway, that's mentioned. That's mentioned several times in the Gita. Well, conquering karma, but one who has conquered over the urges of anger. Not the first verse of Upadesha. Anyway, it's a common theme. It's in the Gita, elsewhere, in the Bhagavatam. One who has conquered anger. Of course, this anger here, that is a very gross manifestation of all the six enemies. So, one who has conquered anger, then calm, crowd, lobe, moha, mada, matsarya, lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion, pride. One who has conquered, so jita krodha indicates one who has conquered all of these. And if one has conquered all of these, then he's conquered the mind also. Because the mind is considered a sense, and it's the center of all the senses. And it acts, all of the kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya, they all go through the agency of the mind. So if one conquers all of these, there are many such statements, directly or indirectly. Prashantasya, vigadabhi. By brahmacharya, one is... One becomes free from, becomes peaceful, free from fear. So that's a theme which is in the first, chapters 2 to 6 of Gita is repeated again and again, in conquering over the demands of the senses. So Krishna shows that path. He as a kshatriya, he exhibits anger as much as is required. About Lord Rama, Valmiki says, Krodham aharayati ram. He brought himself to be very angry. In other words, he knew it was a time to become angry, then he became angry. But he can control it also. There is proper anger. It's not. Generally, we think of anger as something flaring up inside ourselves, uncontrollable. But a more intelligent person does not become overcome by anger, but his thought processes, his sense of judgment, is not overcome by that. He judges. If he may feel anger arising in himself, but he judges, is this proper to do or not to do? And then he allows himself to be angry or not angry. And then there are levels of anger also. Just like Krishna, he did chastise Kaliya, but to a certain extent. So similarly, a kshatriya in punishing, he punishes according to the crime. If he not that he just out of anger, he overly punishes someone. Someone drops, someone passed urine on the side of the wall, so they chop off his organ or something like that as a punishment. It's a king who punishes excessively becomes feared and detested by the citizens, because everyone makes a mistake at some point in time. So anger is there in the Supreme Lord, but he's not servant of anger. Now, one of the commentators, Satyadeva Vashishta, he was had great mastery of Sanskrit language. He was a great Ayurvedic expert and a great astrologer, all in one, which is quite amazing. Because in those days, to be an astrologer didn't mean that you just typed in a few things in a computer, but you had to be very deeply learned and intelligent. And it's a great, great study, which requires expertise in mathematics and cosmology, understanding of human nature, so many factors. But he says that krodha, that manifests when there is some imbalance in the body. So simply we would say someone with excess pitta, will have a tendency to become angry. Or disturbed pitta. If one has disturbed vata, that may also affect the pitta. But generally if one has the kapha, then you'll be calm, very calm. You won't get angry so much. But in Bhagavan there's no such thing. He doesn't have disturbed kapha pitta vayu. So that's a commentator. So he's not subject to all these things. So in this way, he can be understood to be jitta krodha. In other words, there's no question of his being influenced by... The name is in relation to our condition. There's no question of kam, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya in him. Spiritual, yes, but not like us. And... because someone who's conquered all these, then they go beyond the mind, then they come to the platform of the self, of the soul. What is that? Paramatma Samahita. Jitatmana. Jitatmana Prashantasya Paramatma Samahita. The one who conquers these bodily demands, then he comes to the platform of the self. Then he can link with the Paramatma. So there are some meanings. Yeah. Now, another meaning is that, well, he conquers the anger of the demons are by nature very angry. Like snakes, they're for no reason. They may be angry or no good reason. So he conquers them. He destroys their anger by killing them. He also, for the devotees, he also helps them to conquer their anger. He destroys their anger, which is a great blockage in material advance. Sorry, spiritual advancement. Actually, even in material advancement, if one's angry all the time, then one can't function properly in this material world. It's not that great kings, they're always angry. They have to be actually cool-headed a lot of the time to think clearly about what they're doing. The greatest generals or military strategists is not that... They're great because they think cool-headedly. Not that they just, okay, bomb, shoot, burn, kill. But they plan how they bomb, shoot, burn, and kill. They just don't go in and with just all guns blazing without thinking about what they're doing or the strategy of what they're doing. So the Lord is, he kills the anger of the non-devotees by killing them, and in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by purifying them, and he helps the devotees to overcome their lower tendencies which keep them in this material world. Kama krodha vimuktanam in Gita, Krishna speaks of one who's free from lust and anger. Now, the last few names, this Ranganath Bhatta, he gives for Naranarayan incarnation, but he also gives interpretations for these names for Mohini avatar. It's very, I just read through it. It's very, sukhada. It's very nice to hear of them. Shunu, shubhadam, sukhadam. To hear this is very pleasing. And it's manohara. It's very charming to the mind to hear these explanations in relationship to Mohini avatar, who we just had darshan of the Mohini deity in West Godavari district. Front side is Keshava, and the back side is Mohini avatar. It looks like you didn't know about that. You're looking with some surprise. I also didn't know. Although I used to travel in that area a long time ago, an ancient temple of Mohini avatar. I didn't know there was any temple of Mohini. So these explanations. Sumukha, this is clearly a very suitable name for all the forms of the Lord, including Varaha Dev, including Narasimha Dev. Varaha in the form of a pig, you may think, well, not very beautiful, but this pig is very beautiful face. Or Narasimha looks very fearsome, but it's also very nice. But Sumukha, especially the face of a beautiful woman, has to be the most beautiful thing. Not any material woman. But often in the Western countries, when we used to, I was distributing books in England and Ireland before I came to India, and the main book that we were distributing at that time was Krishna book, and on the cover there's a picture of guess who? Krishna. So people would often think it's a girl, because to them, they don't know Krishna, and to them it looks like a girl. So Krishna, he's not the idea, the Renaissance artists, they paint with big, chunky face, and like someone who's a weightlifting champion or boxer or something like that. No, no. Krishna's very beautiful. Not female, but not some gross Hulk, Rambo type either. Not like that. Krishna's very beautiful. And when he takes the form of Mohini, very charming face. Delight, this is the commentator, he says, delightful like the moon and replete with the nectar of bliss. Like the pot of nectar held in the hand. He was holding nectar in the hand, and she was holding nectar in her hand, and both the demons and the demigods were anxious to get that nectar, but the real nectar was Mohini Murti herself. She's the supreme lord or lady, supreme person. So they were anxious for that, not understanding that the real nectar is Bhagavan or Bhagavati in this case, but very charming and delightful face, which both the demons and the devotees became very attracted to, but especially the demons became bewildered by her. So sukshma, very subtle. His real intention was hidden from the asuras. So they agreed, okay, you distribute the nectar. So they couldn't ascertain the intention of Mohini. Then Sughosha, a very beautiful sound, This is interpreted that the object of loud and delectable praise, praised for the activity of churning the ocean, both the gods and the asuras, they praised Lord Vishnu, who helped in the he appeared as Vishnu directly with the demigods, pulling the rope, which was Vasuki. Vasuki is also a manifestation of the Supreme Lord. He appeared as the Kurma avatar. He appeared as Mohini. So he appeared in various forms in this one lila. But we can also imagine that his voice, her voice, was very charming, very pleasing. Sukata, he gave pleasure to the gods by giving them the nectar. That's the sukh that they wanted. They weren't aiming at the happiness of loving Vishnu. Then Suhrit, best friend of the devas, particularly of the demi, and not of the demons. Well, they are committed enemies of Vishnu. Dvo sargo, what is that? Dvo bhuto sarge loke smin daiva asura evacha. Vishnu bhakta smrito daiva asuras tad viparyayaha. There are two kinds of beings who are two kinds of persons come into being in this world, manifest in the world. One is called the demons and one is called the demigods, or the sura and asura. The suras are devotees of Vishnu and asuras are just the opposite. So those who are the opposite, they don't like Vishnu. But still, he is manoha in the sense that he stole the mind of the demons. He bewildered them. He, she, and Jita Krodha. The demons were very angry and suspicious about the demigods' intentions, but he pacified them. She pacified them. Just calm down. It's okay. I look after you. So she calmed down. The devas and the asuras were ready to fight over the nectar, but she calmed them down and said, okay, I'll distribute it. So it's very, very nice names that he has. Well, the names are there, but he's given this understanding. Okay, I'll finish there. Hare Krishna. Any comments, questions?
Yeah. Well, Jita Krodha is interpreted that he conquers the anger of others when Krishna conquered the anger of the elderly gopis.
Krishna conquered the anger of the elderly gopis. Yeah, could be also. Yashoda was angry with Krishna. We don't. It's not expressed like that. As far as I remember, that she was actually angry with Krishna, but she wanted to teach him a lesson. It may be. Yeah, the elderly gopis would come as if angry to Yashoda to complain about Krishna's butter stealing. But then when they would see Krishna would deliberately put on a charming face as if he was the most angelic boy that could possibly be, and they'd all become charmed. by that. So that's it's another expression of his manoharam, by which he steals the mind, and then they forgot their supposed anger. So Hare Krishna, I will finish. That I need that printout for the next session, Vidaranam. All right, Hare Krishna. There's one dabba of sweets, maybe I'll distribute that now. Oh. Kama Krodha Vayuktais too.
Maharaj, can you also say that Krishna conquered the anger of Rukmi?
Krishna conquered the anger of Rukmi. Yeah, and so many others. One example among many. Here, Rukmi was angry at him, but Krishna conquered. Defeated him. You're packing up too quickly. Yeah.
And often it is stated an example of Srila Prabhupada, who usually expressed his anger towards some of his disciples. What type of anger it was, and was it totally?
Yeah, well, this name could be, many of the names could be applied to devotees also. But I'm just keeping it with Krishna. Many of these names you could find examples among devotees, but like I say, it's already 1,000 names to go through, and I still didn't even reach halfway, so it is possible to expand these definitions unlimitedly, but I'm not an antashesha, and even if I was, I wouldn't be able to come to the end of it. So we have to have some parameters. Lakshman Deshika is said to be Ramanuja, anantashesha. Okay.